Buckle in, it's the time for the show. Coming up on TMS, I have a custard problem.
Tyrese says it's not him.
The Drake's dad calls you on his cell phone.
Dubai locks you down.
Oh, wait, we know who The Rock is mad at.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Do you want to have breakfast with me tomorrow morning?
No.
It's me, mom!
This is The Morning Stream. That's some sweet weed, man.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello. There might be a delay between the two of us.
There is. There's a nice, big, thick delay. A nice,
yeah,
tasty
when
delay.
I say something, it's like a couple seconds before you respond.
Yeah, and same with you. Well, it's about a second, if I had to guess. Okay. So I'm going to say the word. God. I'm going to say the word, bleh, and you're going to tell me how soon you hear it. Okay, so here goes.
Okay.
Right.
Heard it.
Well, see, it is a delay.
Wow. All right, pause and unpause me one more time.
All right, let's do this. Chat room or people at home, I'm pausing you. You're being paused at home, too. Hang on.
Right, exactly. Damn it, Mark.
Well, you've got... All right, so people at home are back. Brian's got some delay issues, but we're going to soldier on. We don't care. We're just going to make it happen, right?
Yes. I mean, if you're wondering why the guitar solo went... That's
why. Listen... Sorry, I'm eating bacon. We are beholden to the gods which run the day, and that's just the way it is. And Skype is one of those gods, and he's an angry god. He's a vengeful god, and sometimes wants what is his, what is due him.
They're the gods that we can do something about, like Justin Robert Young and Tom Merritt, and then they're gods we can't do things about, which is Skype.
Yeah, Skype can F off sometimes. I did have an experience yesterday that I was really impressed with. So I didn't know, I'd never used it, and I didn't even know when they introduced it, but you can do one-on-one Slack calls. But you can actually do group calling too, but you have to pay the premium thing to do that. Mm-hmm. But the free version lets me like call you directly in Slack and have a conversation on mobile or desktop. And it's great. It sounds wonderful. It is like there's no cutting each other off. There was zero delay. I had this long business conversation with Dave. Like it was better than Skype ever. But it doesn't do video and it can't do, people can't call into it. You know, like
that's a big problem. Like
for us, it is
getting our contestants and stuff for the trivia.
We were doing some quiet audio only, no video stream, you know, podcast. Well, then sure, that thing works. But as it stands right now, not so much.
And it'd be like $20 a month for us to use it for FilmSec.
Yeah, which would be well. Let me think. So the way it works is it's $6 or $7 per person per group or not group but per user thing. So if you have
per.
Like I have.
What do you mean per user thing?
Well, what I mean is I have. So it's not like $6 a month and suddenly I have full use of it. It's $6 a month for me, and I also pay for you and the 100 other people on the Frog Pants one. So I would have to pay $6 a month for anybody who ever logs into the Frog Panthers one once a month.
Oh yeah. No, sorry.
It's a bummer. Now you can see where this would work. If you're a company, you're a small company and you have 10 collaborators, well, you know what you're paying. You're paying $60 a month and you're done.
Right,
but because there's nobody else. But in my thing, it's like open door policy, people coming in and out. It would be thousands of dollars if we did it on the TMS fans one. Oh my Lord. Just imagine that.
Introducing our new Patreon level.
Yeah. We need it to be about $2,000 more so that we can afford to give you all access to Skype calling.
But here's the great thing. You can call us and talk to us any time of day or
night. That's right. We want to maximize the use of that. It's a weird payment model, but I think I understand it in the context of a company, but not in a community sort of way.
Right.
Because that's a problem.
Not as a forum tied to a
But the free thing gives us everything we want, so it's totally fine. The other thing I was going to say was one of these days Discord will do group calling and video and the ability for people to call in. I know right now it does group calling in a kind of weird way, but it's getting better and they seem to be getting more in the Skype direction. I tell you right now, if they can give me feature equivalent, I am out of here. I will go to Discord tomorrow.
Video and the ability to pull in somebody very easily.
Yeah. It's gotta be
It seems like with this new, you know, not just podcasting, which has been around for over 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah.
it seems like with
I hear it's back, by the way.
I hear podcasting is back, thanks to Mark Maron. Mark Maron saved podcasting. Mm-hmm. With people doing shows like this and doing things out of their home and doing all these group calls and stuff, why isn't there? It seems like there would be this great solution where you can have a chat platform that does video that also stacks people who are calling in into a holding pattern where they can even type a little message about what they want to say. You know, like basically
like a call screener, like a screener thing, right?
A call screener, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can say, line one, Kalamazoo, you want to talk about why Michael Phelps was giving people the finger last night. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It cuts down on weirdos. It's like, it's perfect for shows like Hotline Monday, and I would argue this show when we do live call-ins.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, why that solution doesn't exist must be harder than I think it is. You know,
if there's some developer out there who's saying, I wish I had an idea for the killer program to build, then we just gave it to you, and you can call it Scryon Chat.
Scryon's not bad.
Scryon Chat.
Yes, yeah. Scryon Chat.
Or IAN.
Or IAN. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, wait, no.
Aren't my name's gone. It's...
Oh, no, but where's the Scryon?
It's a portmanteau.
Oh, right, because the Scott part's first, not Johnson last. I was thinking Johnson at the last, like an idiot.
It's a portmanteau. It's a poor man's portmanteau.
Scribbit. How about that?
Scribbit.
Scribbit.
Team Scribbit Chat.
Scribbit Chat. It's not bad, actually. I could hear people saying, hey, have you tried Scribbit? It's the hot new thing. Go try Scribbit.
Scribbit does sound like a new Web 2.0 mm-hmm. or Web 3.0.
Oh, big time.
That's what we need to do. We were talking with, who was it? I think we were talking with James from Same Sex Mary about how we need to do a Kickstarter for a product or service that the video is nothing but people gushing about this thing, but you never actually see it. And right. You hear people describing and people saying, well, you know, it takes all the best things from the web, but also combines it with all those things that we need and love today. And then you end up with Scribbit. And it's just like, you never actually know what the product or service is that they're actually describing. But it's people, you know, well, when we developed Scribbit in the lab in Sweden, we knew we were onto something. When people kept saying, oh my gosh, what is this? And we said, you must try it. And they said, we love this. We need a name for it.
Yeah, I like that accent, by the way. You should pull that one out.
That for the Kickstarter
video. Yeah, pull that out more. That's a good one. I'm with you. Also, why this isn't a Kickstarter already? And I don't care if it sounds like Viridian Dynamics where you don't really make anything. You know, like, I'll take it. Just make a thing, somebody. And maybe, listen, it may be that Discord is it. Their focus is on gamers, but if they can come up with these features in a way that works for us. And listen, we've tried the voice part for shows. It sucks. It's not great.
It does, yeah.
It's okay. It's not the worst thing ever. And if it's all we have, well, then there you go. But Skype still beats it, sadly, on quality and latency. And by the way, you sound great now, so I don't know what changed.
Oh, good. Okay. Is there a delay?
There was before, but not now, I don't think.
Good.
Yeah, sound better.
Speaking of Russians.
Yeah. Tell me more about Russians.
So Nicole and Mark, I guess it's no secret anymore, right? Nicole and Mark are moving to Colorado, and they're here staying in the Coverville home.
Yeah.
They're meeting with a realtor this morning. By the way, do you say realtor or realtor?
I say realtor, but I think that I make no claim that it's correct.
No, it is correct, because what does a realtor sell?
Realty.
Right. Or real estate, right? They sell real estate.
Right. They sell realty.
Right. They don't sell real estate, right?
Real estate.
Yeah, no, they sell real estate. So they're a realtor.
Realtor. And you know what? Then I've been doing it right this entire time.
You've been doing it right, yes. Anyway, so they had to meet with a realtor this morning, and as they were leaving, they still have not had a crazy neighbor sighting, but they had a Russian neighbor sighting, because across the street from the Russian neighbor's house is one of those roll-offs, those big metal trailers where people who are doing home renovations can throw all the crap from the carpeting leftovers and wood chunks and pieces of drywall, all that stuff.
I was really hoping the Roloffs were the Russians, but go ahead.
The Roloffs.
Yeah.
Vladimir Roloff. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Too much hassle to shake your hand. I'm not shaking your hand. Too much hassle. Anyway.
But there's this trailer in the middle or across the street. And I get this text from Nicole said, wow, your neighbor with the white, the nice new white Mercedes just backed into the trailer across the street and ruined the back of their car.
Oh, no. Like right then while they were there?
Right then while they were leaving. As they were pulling out to go meet the realtor, they backed into the Russians backed into the this trailer with their brand new white Mercedes.
Oh, that is really too much hassle.
Oh, too much hassle to look at the rearview mirror. Too much hassle. So I went out there and they'd already left. The Russians had already left. And Mark and Nicole obviously were already on their way, but all in the middle of the street, just taillight, red taillight chunks. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Yeah. So this place that they're looking at with the realtor. Mm-hmm.
There's several. They're looking at a whole bunch of houses today.
So it's not just like they haven't narrowed it down to like one or two. Or
No. And they're all over town. So there's some that are maybe 10, 15 minutes away from here. Yeah. There's some that are like 30 to 40 minutes away from here. But hey, it's all better than 10 hours away from here.
Yeah, it's
right?
Better than we're in Arizona, you're in Colorado. It's the Wild West, everybody. Get on a horse and ride for 4 days.
Exactly.
Well, good. That's. I wish them the best of luck in their effort to find a place that is not 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit all day.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
So I have two things to tell you about. One, I have a custard problem. I just want to admitting you have a problem is apparently half the battle, right? That's supposed to be. Or right. How's it work? Knowing is half the battle.
Well, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Right.
So you combine those, and yes.
And
is knowing is half the battle.
There's a higher power thing, and I have no control over nothing. I'm trying to think what the 12 steps are. I've never been to AA myself, so I don't know. But anyway, I'm admitting I have a problem. There's this place that just opened up locally called Nielsen's Frozen Custard, which sounds kind of boring and passe, and who cares? Except you go in there. And they have this stuff they call concrete, Brian.
Oh, concrete.
You've heard of this before where it's like they put a little bucket.
That place.
They put a little bucket out there and then down through this chute comes what looks like, I don't know, I know what it is. It's like Willy Wonka constipated, just like this big, slow, freaking concrete slab just comes slowly out of this machine and just comes into this cup thing and you gotta like, and they jam it down with the handled unit and then they hand it to you and I get the lemon custard.
Uh-huh.
And it is so freaking good.
Like, no, that's, it's not, there are no mix-ins or anything. It's not like a custard blizzard, right?
You can do that.
Okay.
But I chose not to because I'm not a insane person.
So
I like
to just, but still called a concrete even if there's no
correct.
Okay.
And I know what you're talking about, like the ones like Cold Stone where they do whole thing. But this is like frozen custard, the most like refined, exquisite to die for lemon custard I've ever had in my life. And yesterday I realized something. I've got a new gym membership at a gym that is right next door to this place.
Uh-huh.
I'm never going to be able to leave that gym without being tempted to go there.
You're going to feel like, well, I've earned my concrete.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to trot your way right over there and undo any good you've done.
Yeah, 45 minutes on the treadmill, some weights. I'm ready for a $6 quart of death. Let's go do it.
There's the belief that, you know, if you go your life and you're overweight, but you're not gaining, you're kind of maintaining, right? You're overweight, but you're kind of at a level. You're not,
You've
plateaued. Mm-hmm. That as long as you introduce some sort of exercise regimen or dietary thing, all you can do is improve. All you can do is decrease. It may not be immediate. It may be much more gradual than you'd like, but as long as you're going out and doing cardio or lifting weights or cutting out sugars or you know, nixing pop or whatever, as long as you do that. But what you're doing is you've introduced the gym into your life.
Yep.
But because the gym is right next to, what's the name of this place?
It's Vasa. They bought Vasa, out Gold's Gym. I don't know if that was countrywide, but here.
Oh, no, I'm the custard.
It's a Nielsen's Frozen Custard.
Okay, we have Freddy's, and I wonder if they're related because Freddy's also has concrete, has that exact name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it red and white?
No, it's like, oh, well, now that I think about it, I want to say it's white, but also blue, and it's also like old school diner shaped.
Yeah, okay.
Like rounded front.
Similar.
Sounds
maybe
similar.
Not,
bunch of
maybe not a sister restaurant. But
outdoor
anyway,
seating and all that.
Because this place is right next to your gym, it's a place you probably wouldn't go as much except for the fact that it's right by the gym. So you see it when you leave the gym. So the gym has created this new addition into your life.
Yeah. So I'm going to be paying. Here, let's just break down the math.
Right.
I'm going to pay $26 a month to neutralize the whole point of going to the gym. It's going to be great. Because I'm going to spend.
How much are you paying for the gym?
So no, that's a good point. Let me back that up. That's 20 for the gym per month. It's a good membership. $20, get the whole deal, massage beds, all that stuff.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. We got a screaming deal. Part of it's because Kim already has a trainer there who kind of snuck us in and got us a deal. Anyway.
Nice.
So we did that.
Well, he's fired.
So there's the 20 a month. Well, it's a girl, but maybe she's fired. I don't know. But anyway, so there's that. And then if I go to the gym 3 days a week at least, that's my goal. I'll be tempted each of the 3 days. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it all 3 days, but let's say I just do it once a week. That's $6 for this thing.
Yeah.
So that's 6 times 4. What's that?
24.
24 plus 20. I'm at $44
$4
to not have any progress. Ah, shit.
You're paying $44 to stand still.
This is bad. This has gone bad.
Yeah.
It's gone real bad real quick. Yeah. Also, Kim's going to Vegas this week. I thought it was the week you were there. It's this week she's going.
Yeah, I'm not going for another 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks from today, people, I will be in Vegas hanging out with Mitzula and Same Sex Mary. If you're around, if you're, you know, if you're going to be in the neighborhood of Las Vegas, hit me up. We'll go grab a drink.
It's your usual crew, man. What I was thinking of doing is having her leave some weird thing on the strip that you would have to find, like our own little, what do you call that?
A hobo mark? Is she going to take some chalk and do like a little smiley face with an eye patch to indicate that the Cosmopolitan is hobo friendly?
And maybe something like that.
Will provide me with a shower.
I have not heard the term hobo mark in so long. I remember when I was young and somebody would say hobo mark. I thought there was a guy named Mark who was a hobo.
That's hilarious.
I didn't know it was like a way to like mark it and say this is a safe place. It's like going to... What's the place in Walking Dead? Terminus. It's like a Terminus mark.
Yes, right.
But anyway.
Okay, here's what she needs to do.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Okay.
Have her take with her the smallest frog pants sticker that you make.
Got it. I have a little one. Okay.
Okay. Ice worm. And what I wanted her to do is to pick a hotel on the strip and stick that sticker somewhere in the casino hotel. Obviously not, you know, up in the rooms there. It has to be a place I can get to without having to flash a card to get through.
Right. Can't be in a room that you don't have.
Can't be in a room that right, exactly.
Yeah.
She can tell me what the hotel is.
Okay.
And then 24 hours later, she can give me a hint to where it is. And the quicker I find the sticker and take a photo of it and put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
What do you win?
What do we do there?
I don't know. That's the part I haven't figured out yet.
Yeah. All right. We'll think of something good. We'll think of something good. Yeah. I don't know what, but I like that idea.
That'd be great. And she has to, you know, obviously she's got to do it pretty damn stealthy because the cameras all over might say, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Their version of Joe Pesci is going to kick you out.
All right. Stick me in the back of a room or something.
What was I going to say?
Can't be in the women's toilet either. E. David C. is correct.
Yeah, yes. We're not doing that. Do you know what the, what's it called? Oh, scavenger hunt is what I was thinking of. Yeah, that's kind of what we'll make it. Something like that. I like this idea. I'm going to make her do it.
Awesome.
She,
I love this.
Not that I have to make her. She'd love to do it. And then
it'd
also.
Be even better if she had an Ibbit bomb sticker, but.
That'd be perfect, right? Oh my gosh. Maybe we have one.
The problem with that is then it's got my name on it.
Then you're implicated if something goes south.
It's like my face and everything. So. Yeah,
you'll just have to make a more scrunchy, grumpy face that doesn't look like you could ever.
I don't know. I could never open my mouth that big like that bald fella.
Okay, real quick. You got some sweet new gig. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so you do about the Pokemon Go podcast thing. Yeah. You know, whatever. Pokemon Go will last about another month.
Right.
But I got another new gig. And this one, I'm under NDA, so I can talk a little bit about it. But... you've heard of the EW Scripps company?
Yeah, I have.
They own like 14 newspapers and 25 television stations and a couple dozen radio stations across the country, Scripps.com or EWScripps.com.
Yeah.
I am their podcast producer.
Oh, very nice.
I don't appear in audio, but they are developing a podcast for their sales team.
Oh, very nice.
Uh, They're giving me raw audio. I'm turning it around but I get to be the official EW Scripps podcaster.
Wow. That's awesome.
So I'm learning a bunch of stuff about geofencing and all sorts of stuff like that, I never thought I'd understand. It's funny because you'd think that this would be just like a direct evolution from the newspaper sales presentation job that I did before with the sales figures that I could get if I could just use your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Completely got this completely unrelated to that. Wow. So it was a completely different path in my life that led to me doing podcasting for EW Scripps than me working at newspapers and installing several papers in the EW Scripps company.
That's crazy. Well, I have a clip from episode one. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, let's hear it.
There it is. This is unedited, so there's not a lot of music or anything yet, but this is Brian's first episode of the sales podcast for EW Scripps.
The new health and fitness section? I'm not sure, but I'll find out if I can use your phone.
I think that's some solid work. I'm super impressed.
Why did we film this right next to electrical plant? Why is that humming?
Because everything in the 90s and 80s had a hum to it. There was no getting around it.
That's right.
All right. Well done, everybody. And that's exciting. You have to let me know how it goes.
It's fun. I will.
It's very corporate-y. Look at
maybe
us.
I'll stealthily let you hear the first episode.
Okay. Look at us in our corporate-y podcast gigs that we're getting.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Real, genuine podcasters. Take that, Mark Maron.
For reals. Hey, check this out. Whoops. Here it is. We got a caller already who's going to participate in today's Stump Daryl thing. Hi, who's this?
Oh,
this is Chris from Kansas City.
Chris Mikehead. Hey, can you tell me the origin of your name? It's a weird name. I like it, but I want to know what the origin is.
It's my full name shortened up. My wife did it one time to try to annoy me, and I liked it. So
I like it a lot. It's a great internet name. I think that's awesome.
Are you related at all to the guy who played Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, Anthony I'm not.
Stewart Head. Is that right? Anthony Stewart Head?
Is he a head?
Something like that.
All right. Are you related to Murray Head? I guess if you were related to the guy who played Giles on the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you'd also be related to Murray Head because those guys are related themselves.
Did you enjoy watching Herman's Head when it was on TV?
I actually remember that show.
I do too. I liked Herman's Head. Herman's Head was fine.
The second best thing that Yeardley Smith ever did.
That's right.
Oh, it's Giles, not Giles. Sorry, Giles.
Giles Head.
The Buffy fans in the audience are coming down. They're laying the smack down on me.
That's a huge shock that Buffy people would get all worked up. I'm shocked.
I even watched the first couple seasons of that. I forgot how it was pronounced.
Yeah.
Well, Giles is a butler. Giles is a librarian. Got it. Okay,
good. Yeah, get that straight. And Mr. Belvedere is both. So.
Wow.
So let's dive right in here, Chris Mikehead. It's good to have you here, and grateful that Brian is here too, because he's going to tell you the rules. He's going to tell you what you're going to win, and we're going to go. You have to put a winning thing in there.
I have a winning thing here. Right. I don't know what this is, but I honestly have no idea.
Is it a game?
It's a game, but it's not in a Steam code format, so I don't know if this is. You know what? I'll do a different one.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and this one. You're going to be so happy that you have the chance to win this. All right. So, Chris Mikehead, what we're going to be doing is pulling Daryl in to this call we're having here, this little amalgamation of all our different voices on Skype. And what we're going to be doing is asking him a trivia question. Well, before we do that with him, we have a question for you. Is Daryl going to get this question right or wrong? We're going to arm you with information about the category of the question, but that's all you've got to go on. You just have to base it on your love of Daryl and your knowledge of what Daryl knows.
All right.
Or doesn't know. If your prediction is correct, you have the chance to win a copy of Fairy Bloom Freesia.
Woo!
Which is my favorite Blizzard flavor from Steam. I have no idea what this game is. My guess is it's a dating simulator that involves pigeons and fairies.
It's some anime bullshit is my guess. That's what I'm thinking. So that's awesome,
or,
dude.
Or concrete flavor.
That's right.
Or concrete flavor at the local place.
That's right. Oh, that sounds actually kind of good. Don't tempt me. I'm already tempted enough. I feel like going there even without the gym.
There is the problem.
Yeah, there is the problem. Therein lies the problem. All right, so there's your category. Do you think he's going to get it right or wrong?
Well, let me tell you the category because I haven't told him that. I told him the game is Fairy Bloom Freesia, but the game is the category is not that.
Oops.
The category is GoldenEye N64.
Ooh, GoldenEye, great game.
One of the best games on the N64.
If you remember Herman's Head, surely you remember playing GoldenEye.
That's right.
I played a little GoldenEye, not very well, but I played it.
Yeah, yeah. I did that thing where we put a cardboard divider on the TV for four people so they couldn't see what each other was doing. It was great.
That is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, it was pretty nerdy. Anyway, so what do you think he's going to do?
Sometimes I like to think that Daryl will pull it out, even if he doesn't know, but I don't think he's...
Ice Swarm?
You think he's going to get that wrong? All right. You know, I don't... Yeah. If I'm a betting man, and I'm not normally, but if I was, I would agree with you. I think he's probably going to get it wrong, but let's find out together as we add Daryl to the call. Right here, right now, soon. He's coming. Here he comes.
In just a moment.
And I can't even identify why.
Oh, there's something in the air. I got allergies today. It's Daryl Skeels on the line. It's Stump Daryl, and it's brought to you by
Coverville, where today we're going to do that show that I promised you last week, the Death Cab for Cutie show, based on the birthday of Ben Gibbard, lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie, and former Mr. Deschanel, also half of the band the Postal Service.
Who's she with now? Is she with someone new?
She's with somebody new because she just had a baby. Oh. And all right. You can't do that without somebody in your life.
I'm assuming it's Martin Freeman or your Will Ferrell. It's one of those two.
Right. Either based on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or it could happen to you.
Yeah. Or that was the other movie they were in together. I forgot. They were in Elf. I always think of Elf.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? It was Elf. Gyllenhaal was
Maggie, I look like my brother Gyllenhaal.
She's a lovely person.
Yeah, she is. She's fine. Batman was too slow, though. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it out loud. Batman, you were too slow, buddy. Too slow.
What? Don't you remember? What are you talking about too slow?
Dark Knight. Don't you remember?
It was too slow?
Yeah.
He was too slow to save her.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was because she was in there at the barrels and the whatnot. Right, the whole thing blew up because the Joker's a real jokester. Yeah. All right, Daryl, speaking of jokesters, hi. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good. That seems like that's a confidence-building statement from a guy who's going to answer a trivia question.
I don't know how things are.
I have no idea.
Who is this?
I don't hear any. I don't hear any super super secret stuff in the background or anything today. It's just you.
Yeah.
Everybody went somewhere.
Do you feel like you have the office to yourself? A little bit.
No. Well, within about 10 or 20 feet, I suppose.
I used to
just
love that.
You and Janice from accounting.
I used to come in. Yeah, and she won't come out. She'll stay in her little cub. But I remember back in the day when I worked for a real company, not this dog and pony show thing I'm running now, I used to go into the office real early in the morning, and I used to love that because nobody was there, and it was just like glowing computers and like quiet and everybody coming and go, what are you doing here so early? It was great.
And then once you tell them, well, I get a lot of stuff done. It's quiet and nice here. And then I did the same thing. And then everybody starts showing up early.
Yep. Then you're not, and then it gets to be like 4 a.m. You're like, forget this. This is dumb.
I used to work nights somewhere.
Yeah.
And
how'd that go
I'd
for
go
you?
To, I'd go to, a, instead of doing
Show?
Work, I'd go to a friend's bowling alley and play Defender all night.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Oh, Defender.
People would come in the morning and say, oh, tough night, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh good thing I got everything done.
I'm really glad that you mentioned Defender because today's question is about video games, as you may know. As you probably heard. here's a little Defender just for fun, just to remind you. Oh, this is music. Okay, hold on. Here you go. Oh. I used to love that.
Carry one of your dudes off. He's going to get to the top and turn into a super bad dude. Pew, 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 pew.
And I used to love that like buh, 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 sound it would make when you kill a thing.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway. All right. So that's not the point. The point is we've got a question for you. We're going to ask it. On the phone is Chris Mikehead, who is also here from Kansas City. He is going to instruct us on the better barbecue in the country. And
that's
also,
right. Chris Mikehead, you're getting burger in town, too.
A what?
A Lark burger.
Lark burger?
Yes, brand new burger place that's opening up its first store in Kansas City. It's a Denver place. They use all natural ingredients. It is damn good. And I just got an email from them saying we're opening up a shop in Kansas City.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also,
keep eyes open for that.
Yeah, go Chiefs. All right. So here you go.
No.
Daryl. No. He says no. Brian's not ready to dump his Broncos just yet.
No. Well, they're rivals.
Yeah, that's true. They should be. They're close to each other, sort of ish. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, honestly, Denver's kind of our team because it's the closest we have. So I have to. Sorry. Sorry, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Although I love that commercial back in the day where the guy put chefs. And then, what did he say?
Great,
he said,
googly moogly.
Oh, yeah, great googly moogly. Yeah. So good.
And the funny thing is that the Hall of Fame game this last weekend where the Packers were going to play the Colts, the guys who painted the field screwed up and used the wrong kind of paint and it made the they said that the field was going to be too unsafe for the players because it was slippery.
Oh, really? It made it slick? Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I thought it would just be, oh, it got all over their clothes and never stayed or something like that.
Yeah, but, no. It was a big problem.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, you 24 to 30-year-old giant steroided out huge men who could destroy worlds. You're gonna slip on the paint.
These are the Hall of Famers. So this was like
These are old guys. Okay.
Yeah, this is like Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And all these people that were gonna be playing. So it was, you know, the Malox contingent.
Yeah. Well, plus
they're like 46.
Plus he would have had his wiener out, right? Brett Favre, his wiener would have been out. Favre. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's get to it here. Daryl, here's your question. It's about GoldenEye. The game, the video game on the N64, Rare made that game. It was fantastic in its day. I don't know that it holds up so much now if you played it, but at the time it was pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. I love the single player. The multiplayer was pretty insane. It was great. And it was one of the best-selling games on the N64, says Mike. They printed the manuals for the game before development was complete, and the listed in the manual appears in the game under a different name. What gun in the manual was replaced in the game with the Klob? That's the K-L-O-B-B.
Love the Klob.
The Klob was great. What game did it replace, though? Was it the A, the RC-P90? Was it B, the D5K douche?
Deutsch. Deutsch. Deutsch.
Deutsch. I want to say douche. Deutsch. So the D5K Deutsch. Deutsch bag. C, the Spider, or D, the Cougar Magnum, which is that's a reboot of Magnum PI with a lady this time. She's in her 40s, and she's the Cougar Magnum. Anyway, the RCP-90, the DK or the D5K douche, Deutsch, the Spider, and Spider spells S-P-Y-D-E-R, or right, the Cougar Magnum,
like the car.
Yeah, wait, there was a car. Actually,
there was a car called the Cougar. There was a car called the Spider. There was, I don't know about the other two, but.
Is there a P90? There might be. It's a big muscly car that makes you work out every day. Was there a douche?
Sure. I was usually playing against him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Daryl, so break it down, buddy. What do you want to do? And feel free to tap your buddy over there, Chris Mikehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll need to do that because I don't have the slightest clue.
Chris, you got any, you want to send him on a path?
I wanted to get some clarification. Was the Klob the name that was in the manual that they changed, or was the Klob what they changed it to in the game?
The gun.
The Klob was in the game.
Correct.
But in the manual, it was called something else.
Yeah. And it replaced the one of these.
Well, I'm not sure I have the right answer, but the Deutsch has provided the most.
Oh, he cut out for a sec. Yeah. Hey, the Deutsch is. Are these all real guns? Yeah. I should ask that. They probably are, right? I don't know. Like me, I mean, in real life, like these are guns you can go get.
Oh, yeah, I think
get.
They're all real guns. If we had Randy here, he could tell us.
Could he? Did he ever tell you about the time that he worked at a...
I remember telling you about the time I worked at a gun store.
Yeah. I'd say, Daryl, go with the Deutsch.
All right. Go with the Deutsch, Daryl, he says, but ooh, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, he wants to be right, and I don't have a clue, so if he's trying to make him right, I should just go with that.
Can we get a t-shirt that says go with the Deutsch? I like that. It's pretty good. It's not bad at all. All right, so you want to stick with where he says? You want to say the Deutsch, B?
Oh, why not?
All right. How much of a gun dude are you? Do you know a lot about guns? You don't like guns, do you?
No, I'm zero on the gun scale. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about most of
them. You're not one of those Second Amendment folks who might be able to help out with Trump's request yesterday.
Now, listen, he meant was, all you morons, what you don't understand is what he meant was they just get out and vote. That's what he meant.
You, if anyone else tells me that today, I'm going to reach through the internet and rip your nuts off and eat
it was,
them.
It was Donald Trump's, you know, his usual subtle way of requesting that people get out and vote and, you know, support the things that they love in a nonviolent manner.
Yeah.
I can't understand how anyone would think otherwise.
I recorded something some time ago I'd like to play now. This is going to, this is my answer to what you just described and what others have literally and non-ironically have been saying. So here you go.
Bullshit.
There you go. That was a while ago, but it still holds. Okay. So we've all landed on Deutsch, have we? Well, let's find out if that's the correct answer and we'll figure it out here with the judges.
Oh, no.
That is incorrect. It is absolutely wrong. But he thought you'd get it wrong.
Ah, good.
Yeah, so that's the real answer is C, the spider.
The spider.
Spider is listed in the manual but was renamed the Klob due to legal reasons. The gun was renamed Klob in honor of Ken Lobb. He helped in the development of the game.
Oh, wow, really?
I thought it was a real gun. I had no idea. We're not
I
gun people.
I thought I recognized a couple of the other gun names from being in the game, so I was kind of...
Yeah. Cougar Magnum, I recognized, and I recognized RCP 90. That thing had a fire rate of like that. Like it was like you would hold it up and your gun would just go. Like it would shoot like 300 rounds in a second. It was crazy.
Sounds very disappointing.
Just like.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant like one shot and then you had to wait for a reload. No, all of your ammunition all at once.
Yeah, you were just constantly shooting that thing and it was so hard. Hyper. It was just a hyper gun. Anyway, there you go. Well done. That means that you win Fairy Bloom Freesia. That's going to be awesome. You got to tell us what that is after you've played it, Chris Mikehead. Brian will get that to you in the chat room. Thank you for playing. You're the man and may all your heads be Mike, Chris. Chris Pickett. Daryl, you are the Trek Nerd and come on here and talk to us, which is always great. You can find him on Twitter under that moniker. That is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And now he'll play a game with us called Googleus Maximus. See, I got it.
Wow. The guy on Twitter will be happy.
Yeah. And that's a thing you're going to explain. So how does it work? What's going on with that?
Well, I'm going to read a part of a query that I've entered into Google, and you complete the phrase and win. Oh, nothing.
Oh, man. Bummer. All right. That's fine.
Actually, you are winning something, because the other day I sent you a box of prizes.
Oh, you did?
So you should be getting that today.
Oh, did you send that?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I got another box that I haven't opened yet that I just got late yesterday, and it's just
big,
right,
big brown box, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the one Daryl sent.
Mine's from some kind of Nugget Street in California, so I don't think that's Daryl.
Oh, that's not it. All right,
no, wait till you open that business.
Okay.
We've got food in there to test. Oh. We almost... Well, Daryl doesn't have it with him today.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, you do?
I have it.
I could tear into it.
Tear into it and...
All right, hold on.
Let's, we'll just skip doing any sort of news today.
All right, here's the unboxing. Everyone here for the unboxing. Check this out. Here we go. Hold on. I'm going to... tear this open.
I think the easiest thing for us to do today would be the Oreo flavors, one of the Oreo flavors in there.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You know what? While you're doing that,
yeah,
I will read the email that came with it, or the letter that came with it. Dear Scott, Brian, and Daryl, insert clever salutation here. I started listening to TMS a few months after it began in 2011. Learned about it through the instance. I was a relatively new WoW player. My husband, Aaron, got me into WoW, but had played for years, and I'd been looking for something to give me tips because mostly he just dragged me through dungeons with his max level characters to level me. I, in turn, got him hooked on TMS about 6 to 9 months after I started listening. He heard the "Then You Can Eat Rice" story, and I had to start downloading the episodes for both of us to listen to, not just me at work. For a while now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this next paragraph I will. For a while now, we've wanted to send something into the food segment. Couldn't think of what to send until a trip we took to visit his family in Oregon. We drove up from L.A. to Portland, stopped in Corning, California to check out what the olive pit was. Well, they have olives. Lots and lots of olives. So we decided later to get a jar of these jalapeno stuffed olives for each of us. Hope you enjoy them. Each of us, meaning the three of us. Also included a box of some unusual flavors of Oreo. We couldn't remember if you tried any of these on the air, but if you have, then just enjoy another package of them on your own.
Nice.
And then there's a bunch of other goodies in there that...
She gave me a bunch of... I got a bunch of Disney Infinity toys.
Yeah. So did Daryl and I, too.
I got I got Sam Flynn from Tron.
Nice.
I got Olaf from the Hey, do you want to build a snowman
Frozen,
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I got Poe Dameron from the Star Wars.
Did you get a bunch of Chewbaccas?
Oh, there's a Chewbacca, too. He's a big Chewbacca with a big face. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's my favorite.
I got one more. Oh, Mickey Mouse. You got to have that.
Yep.
Oh, this is so nice.
We got a lot of the same ones, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so super nice of them. Aaron works for Walt Disney in the consumer products division, so they had a few extra Infinity figures that they could share with us.
Jalapeno pepper stuffed olives? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Now, do you want to... I don't have a way of eating those down here, so
no,
you want to do an Oreo
today?
Let's
do an Oreo, yeah. Let's do the Reese's, because in honor of Brian Dunaway, who says Reese's, let's do Reese's.
Reese's Oreos, Reese's yes, right. Oreos.
Why do you need a special way to eat an olive?
You don't. You just
I don't have a fork or a napkin down here.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd have to finger it. He
I
can't
get my olive juicy fingers all over my keyboard, Mr. Skeels.
Yeah, Daryl over there with his nasty thumb and a bottle of olives.
What does your keyboard smell like?
Jeez, Louise! Cleanliness.
Probably blue grandma candies and Ritter Sports.
Yeah.
Oh, I still eat those blue grandma candies. They're right here.
The blue and white striped.
Yeah, I still once in a while just pop one of those in. And try to pretend it's not soap.
All right.
Okay.
Reese's Oreos right here.
Yep. Got it right here. Let's give this a
shot. Oh, they smell like it. They really
totally do.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go. Mm. Yeah, that's great. They should have left a trail of these for E.T. to find his way home.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess he would have been, E.T. would have been so fat he wouldn't have been able to get on his his ship and leave.
Yep. Oh, these are fantastic.
E.T. hit the gym and the frozen custard stand.
That's right. Wonder if he'd be all crusty and white like he was when he was dying. Like having his shirt off, doing weights.
He looked like, Mojo from Mojoverse in Marvel Comics.
By the way, the gym told me something really funny last night. They said...
The whole gym told you this?
Well, when I signed up, she says, the girl there says, now one quick rule we have here. We don't slam weights down and we don't yell here. Like, oh, really? Wow. We're like, oh, so you don't like it when people come in and go, and like act like idiots. And she said, yeah. So,
oh man, I just want to see you do a video where you're like going, slam the weights down and go, MRF.
I like that you abbreviated mother. MRF.
Yeah, well, you know,
I like that a lot.
Didn't know we could say that.
Yeah.
They do both those things at my gym. It's horrible. I hate it.
Yeah.
And there's signs all over the place saying, do not slam the weights. Yeah. And what they do is they lift them and then they slam them. And they lift them and slam them.
And I'll admit,
when
I was there last night, it was packed with people, but nobody was slamming weights. So I think I'm in good hands, except for that custard part. Anyway, Daryl, well done. Oh, we haven't done the Google thing yet. Do that damn Google thing.
Yeah. Brian Ibbett lost his blank.
Oh my gosh, really? This
Brian
is a thing?
Lost his
hair.
Prom date.
Hair.
Is that really? That's really a thing that.
It's gotta
be in
there.
Sorry, hold on. I'm in the middle of my reps. All right.
Okay, slam those down.
All right.
Slam them. There you go. People at home, you missed. you lost
gym privileges.
I have no idea. This is. I'm gonna say hair, just because that's he has no hair.
Brian Ibbett lost his. Mind.
Okay. The number one answer is Brian Ibbett lost his eye.
What? Lost his eye?
Why?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, hold on. I got to Google this now.
Brian Ibbett. I don't see anything that says anything about your eye.
I got nothing. It's not calling out anything for
Mine
me.
Says Brian Ibbett lost his... Oh. I have eye and history. Lost history and lost his eye.
Really?
What the heck, Google? What does that even mean?
All right, hold on. Let me try a new private window so I get a completely blank search result here.
Lost his eye.
Brian Ibbett lost Pines. His eye. It's weird because it doesn't do the whole Brian Ibbett lost his. This is a weird one.
This is more it like Google trying to decide what he thinks you're going to say.
Right, yeah.
It's not that it has existing data. It's like trying to be predictive about the word you're going to use next.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that one might be a little bit of a cheat. You know what happens?
That's weird.
You know what happens when that happens? I hang up on dirt real fast.
Okay.
Oh, crap. Almost made it. Here's this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
We got some lightning fast news brought to you by
the Dice Tower Network, the podcast and video network that covers every inch. There is not an inch of the world of board games that this does not cover. Besides the main show, the Dice Tower, the Dice Tower Network offers such gems as Redundancy and Flip the Table, a.k.a. the MST3K of board games. I lied about that first one.
Yeah.
And Throat Punch Lunch. Look for them where you get your podcasts and on YouTube where you don't get your podcasts. You get videos. Have fun gaming.
Wow. Throat Punch Lunch is a great thing
Throat
to say
punch
out loud.
Lunch.
I like that. All right. So we got some news. Tyrese Gibson responded to Dwayne The Rock Johnson's Fast Furious 8 thing. He says, we have never had a problem. So he doesn't think he's it.
Is he? That seems like you're a little bit too paranoid, too worried. If you immediately go in defensive mode and say, "Hey, I've never had a problem with The Rock."
Yeah,
what you're talking about.
Apparently, all of them are under some suspicion, and so they're all jumping out and saying things. All the dudes, anyway, because he didn't say it was the women. There's a lot of that going on, and I have another story later that will perhaps answer this once and for all. But
could The Rock just be like the biggest troll ever?
Could be. He really, and it's a kind of a weird thing for him to do, you know, like why would you go on, dude, 16-year-olds go on Instagram and talk smack about their friends.
Exactly.
That's a weird place to do it.
And the 16-year-olds are also the ones that are like defending themselves going, no, it wasn't me.
So it says this, the caption, Tyrese lets his thoughts on his co-star rant air out. Why are you guys so impressionable? A man wouldn't be singing from his heart and soul to another man's little angel if he had a problem with her dad. What does that mean? What does that even mean, Tyrese Gibson?
A man wouldn't be singing from his heart and soul to another man's little angel if he had a problem with her dad. I'm so glad that Tyrese is borrowing some of Jaden Smith's tweets.
No, why aren't they all capital letters at the beginning of the words? He goes on to say, does any of us know why bro decided to jump out there with his post? No. Would one assume that if he's going to jump out there and generalize and say male co-stars, he would be more clear and call out names? Of course he should have. Let me calm you guys all the way down. It's almost a rap we're getting. I don't know who.
All the way down.
He goes, I don't know who he has a problem with, and I don't have the details of what those problems are. As a matter of fact, I did know. If I did know, I would tell you shit.
Wow.
Meaning he wouldn't tell you. Okay, now hold on to that story, because later I got to follow
up. Okay. I love that we've got a Twitter feud between The Rock and Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson with his weird poetry there.
Wow.
Drake's dad's making music, so there's that. I'll skip that one. Who cares?
I never visit you on Father's Day.
He says he's inspired by his son. That's why he's getting back into the R&B.
Of course,
he's doing R&B, though.
I want to make money like my son. I mean, I'm inspired by my son.
I want to make some money on my cell phone. Dubai is giving Gigi Gorgeous a hard time. Do you know who that is?
No. Gigi Gorgeous?
Gigi Gorgeous is a transgender model and Kylie Jenner's best friend. I don't see any of those shows, so I've never seen this person. Is being detained at the Dubai airport currently because she used to be a man. Gigi, who is famous for documenting her transition on social media, tells TMZ she was stopped at immigration. She says the immigration officer said, quote, I was told you are a transgender. You cannot come into the country. Gigi was born Gregory Lazardo, but says her passport has been updated since she transitioned. It now reads Gigi Loren. Airport police have a different story. They say the passport describes her as male, and the passport photo shows Gigi as a male. Gigi tells us this is simply not true. We did some checking. In Dubai, the, quote, imitation of women by men is illegal.
What?
Yep, and violators face up to a year in jail. So, when you think Dubai is just a big party town in the Middle East,
kidding.
Let's go to Tom Cruise can jump out of the window and have a good time.
I can pay enough and build in my own island in the ocean. But, you know, a transgender person can't come into the country.
I would just say this. Who gives a crap?
Let
him be there. I don't even care. Listen, I don't care if this is Brian Ibbett just dressing in drag for fun and laughs. Even if that's that, fine. So what? Who cares?
She's really attractive, too.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Good for her. Well, I guess good for her, but bad for her.
Good for her, bad for her. Well, hopefully she gets out of there. Because who needs that? Nobody needs that. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on, Dubai. Freaking oil-rich country. All right, here, what's next? Oh, look at this. So here's The Rock follow-up.
Great.
The Rock sorry, where is it? The Rock's rant about unprofessional male co-stars was targeted at, TMZ has learned, drumroll, Vin Diesel, just as you suggested. You did call it. TMZ has learned this. They say the two had a secret meeting on the Fast 8 set Thursday to hash things out. I hope that involved. I hope that involved fisticuffs.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's go get some chicken breasts and talk it over.
Yeah, how many you want? 14. Okay. Production sources tell TMZ when The Rock went nuts on social media Monday night, claiming certain male co-stars were not up to the stand-up guys and too chicken shit to confront him. He was referring to Vin. We're told The Rock has battled or butted heads with Vin during the production, in part because VD is a producer this time.
Oops.
Yeah, VD. Great. And has made decisions they didn't sit well with the former wrestling champ. Other sources say The Rock and Vin Diesel had a meeting on the Atlanta Met set midday Tuesday, partly because tensions were running so high it was almost impossible to shoot their scenes. So there you go. I think that Tyrese Gibson, you can sit down now. Everything's fine, buddy.
The Rock and Vin.
Yeah, getting it on.
Well, no.
Oh, wait, not exactly. I
don't know if the meeting went that well.
Can you smell what The Rock is dishing? Because, man, that guy likes to get on. You know what? Don't cross that guy. He'll Instagram you up, son. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be recommendals. It's just Brian and I today, but Nicole's out house hunting in your neck of the woods. Yeah, is she there all week, or what's the plan?
No, just here today and tomorrow. Yesterday, gotcha. Today and tomorrow, and heading out tomorrow mid-afternoon. So
cool.
Just a short visit, but hopefully they find something they like because time's ticking.
Yeah.
You know,
time keeps on ticking.
That's right. Into the future.
Into the future is my understanding.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
So we're going to take a break. We'll do a little indie in the middle and we'll come back for that. And Tom, he'll be here for Tom's Tech Time. Brian, take it away.
Well, you YouTube viewers and you live streamers are going to get a treat because in addition to hearing this great Indie in the Middle track, you're going to get to see it as well. This is by the brand new artist Crumb. He is based in Leeds over in the UK. And he's created this cool collage-esque Terry Gilliam style video for his brand new single, which is called Hard On You.
Whoa.
It's I tried to say it hard on you. Yeah, I can't say it in a way that doesn't make Iceworm reach for the record button. He started writing songs at the age of 13, stumbling into his pseudonym whilst working at a butcher. He moved to Leeds to study, where he became engrossed in the aesthetic and beats of early Gorillaz, the melancholic songwriting of Justin Vernon, and the eccentricity. Let me try that one more time. The eccentricity of Jai Paul. Anyway, it's really cool. This is from his brand new EP. Here is the brand new single, Hard On You, by Crumb.
All right, 2 hours. Here it is. We'll see you guys in a sec.
How do I be the decent guy when you're looking like I crossed the line? Tell me that I crossed the line. Regret every little last goodbye. Don't forget that we said we would never let the feeling die. But I never thought I'd be so hard.
every little last goodbye. Don't forget what we said. We will never let the feeling die. But I never thought I'd be so hard on you. Never thought I'd break your heart so soon. Never thought I'd be so hard on you. Hard on you, so hard on you. Never thought I'd be so hard on you. Never thought I'd break your heart so soon. Never thought I'd be so hard on you. Hard on you, so hard on you.
My daughter Marilyn is an example of a rebellious one. She was told not to date anyone. Now she's dead to us.
Nazi leg.
The Morning Stream with Scott and Brian and a caveman.
All right, we're back. Boy, that video is weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird. Trippy, foldy, and on itself kind of stuff.
Yeah, super weird. You know what I used to really like was the, as far as animated video stuff goes, I used to really get into the Peter Gabriel stuff. Like, I thought that was amazing. Yeah. And wasn't that Aardman? I think that was Aardman who did that.
Oh, really?
Hold on. I'm going to look that up. Aardman Animation, Peter Gabriel. Yep, Sledgehammer was an Aardman Animation thing. So the people who brought you the Wallace and Gromit and so on did that weird ass video.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be your Sledgehammer. All right. Well, there you go. Let's move on. That guy's beard is dumb, though. I'm gonna say that about him. You got a dumb beard.
Right.
Dumb beard. Brian, how about a little recommendals? What do you think of that?
I love that idea, yes.
Okay, I like that too. We'll play a little music here. Recommendals, sans Nicole. She's out looking for a house with a realtor.
A realtor.
Realtor. I'll get you, He-Man. I'm realtor. so we're going to do that together, Brian and I. And I'm going to not just cheat, but literally not do anything. I had no time to watch anything. I had no time. I had nothing. The only time I had was barely to slip in. I think I'm 6 episodes into Mr. Robot, and I did that over the last week when I could. Just been very, very busy. Lots of late nights, and I just haven't had time. So I watched Mr. Robot, and I'm 6 episodes in, and that show is freaking amazing, and I love it, and I don't want it to ever end. It's really good. I cannot believe how into it I am, and how much one good, successful, rad show can make me wonder what USA Network can do next. Isn't that a weird feeling to think about? And it's not me going, oh, I wonder if they'll... I mean, listen, I enjoyed Burn Notice. I think Royal Pains is fine. That's them, isn't it?
Royal Pains? I've never seen it, but I think that is right. I do think that is...
I think that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other shows were okay. What Psych was okay. Like, those are all fine. They're fine. Mm-hmm. But they're not this. Like, this is, like, way more than fine. So, more of this, please... USA Network, and bring back Up All Night with Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried.
All right, Bearded Fruit, why don't you give me a recommendal, because that's the only recommendation I have is watch Mr. Robot. And by the way, not for the kids, not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, no.
Sweary as hell. They get away with a lot on basic cable now, so watch for that. All right, so Brian, what do you got?
All right, so here's the cool thing. So I talked about this a little bit on Monday's show, but our topic was basically to come up with something that took place in 1899 or earlier and featured gangsters, gangs. Let's see here. I have the list in front of me, sort of. I can pull it up in 5 seconds. There it is right there. Gangsters, gang members, or gunslingers.
Okay.
Pretty easy, if you ask me. Because I've been watching Deadwood you know what? I guess we were going to play the audio.
That's all right.
Surprise,
I knew.
People.
I knew what it was. They wouldn't be so much, but let's play this trailer.
Let's do a little clip. Yeah, there's music at the beginning, but.
Chat room, you can watch this with us. Hey, what's Raylan Givens doing in my Western?
Right.
No law at all in Deadwood. There's a lot of gold out here.
Something terrible is going to happen.
You're
going to
find out something now about yourselves and your fellow man. No one gets out alive.
Welcome to f***ing Deadwood!
Oh!
Oops! I thought for sure that a trailer would be safe.
Well, you'd think, right? But you never freaking know.
Quick, throw a towel over it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so the TV show is Deadwood, and that's the thing. Is
so good.
It is so sweary.
Yeah.
That they even have a character named Al Swearingen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's right there in his name.
He's got swearing in his name.
He's got swearing in his name. His middle name is Swearin.
Yeah.
Jen.
Utterly fantastic. I don't know if anyone knows. So the backstory on this, supposedly, the legend is that when they started the pilot and were getting into pre-production, the writing was all trying to use slang and terms and terminology from the time. Mm-hmm. The problem was that played like Yosemite Sam. It just made it seem silly.
Yeah.
To have somebody going, concern, right. Horse-faced, bear to dirt, you know, like all that stuff.
Yes.
Because believe it or not, even the Wild West at its worst was still a pretty, there's a word for this. They were pretty puritan, it's still kind of puritanical. Mm-hmm. I just transformed into a horse. But anyway, so that's that. What's this? We're going to do this. Oh, I should have played that. I may as well have played that. I don't know what that's. What's that from? We're going to do this. Sorry, this file just.
I don't know, but I love it.
File just popped up. There's two files that are suddenly in front of me. I can't get rid of them. Oh, I know why. Okay, let me fix this. Okay, that was you. That's from. All right, I forgot what I did with those. All right, anyway, back to the point. They changed it because it was too goofy. So they said, all right, we're going to have them talk like they're a bunch of dirtbags from today. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty effective. Like, they used one, I'm going to call it the CS word.
Oh, God, yeah, it's in every sentence. I mean, it's basically, they use that like...
they really like that one.
They really, really like that word, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a conjunction for them.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's like, and, but...
Yeah.
CS.
Yeah, CS.
CSer.
CSer. Have you gotten to the kidney thing yet? His kidney stone thing yet?
No. No, I'm only about 6 or 7 episodes into the first season. The thing that everybody knows happened to Wild Bill Hickok.
Oh,
and
right.
Calamity Jane, of course, is upset. Mm-hmm. And Raylan Givens had an altercation with an Indian.
Yeah, you got Raylan Givens and Skylar White. Married there
together. Oh, haven't spoiler, she hasn't even been introduced yet.
No, she sure she has. She's from the very beginning.
She has not.
They're married, aren't they? What? No.
Well, if they're married, okay, they are married. He does say that he has a wife back home, but we have not seen said wife.
You've not seen his what's her name not shown not up that Skylar actress
Wood. Oh no.
All right, well, she's the wife.
Yeah, I figured. No, but he's totally trying to hook up with Jackie from House of Cards.
Yeah, that'll happen. I mean, not that it'll happen, but that'll happen. Raylan Givens will do things like that.
Yeah.
Did you notice what's his name from Ferris Bueller's Day Off in there?
He's Jeffrey Jones. Yeah. He's all over the damn place. Yeah, he's the newspaper man.
He's great in it.
And the doctor is Wormtongue.
Yeah, Wormtongue's amazing in it.
He's really good.
Everyone's good. It's a great show.
And William Peterson? Not William Peterson.
Not Fickner.
J.F. Sebastian from Blade Runner. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that guy's in it.
Yeah. A.E.F. Barnum. He is a sniveling worm in this thing.
Big time, dude.
Yeah.
Him and his other brother, Daryl.
Oh, good job, Mr. Swearingen.
And you haven't gotten to the part where that trailer showed it, but you haven't got to where, I can't think of his name.
I love this. You haven't gotten to the part where,
spoiler.
I don't want to spoil anything. Anyway, you'll get there. And it's great.
So good. It really is good. Now, here's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Normally an HBO show. Guess what? You can watch it as part of the Amazon Prime. It's on Amazon Prime as a free thing. So if you've got Amazon Prime, you can watch all of that.
Yeah, this is what I say. We're gonna do this. There you go.
That's exactly right. That you hit the nail on the head. Now here's the cool thing. Before she left, Nicole gave me her recommendal.
Oh, nice.
Which is actually related. So all the Deadwood stuff takes place right after Custer's last stand. Not Custard's Last Stand, which is what you're going through.
Big time.
But Custer's Last Stand. And her recommendal was a movie that she watched with Dustin Hoffman, where he plays the last surviving person who was at Custer's Last Stand. And the movie came out in 1970 and features makeup that makes Dustin Hoffman look like he's the old man who dances around in front of a bus in the Six Flags commercials.
Exactly. That one? Okay.
Yep. And it's called Little Big Man, and it's also streaming on Amazon. So if you want to watch a movie that takes place just a little bit before Deadwood and has events that kind of lead into Deadwood, then watch Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman.
Look how young he is.
Yeah.
Wow. Is this streaming?
It is streaming. And what's funny is you just watch the first minute of it, and you can see him in that old man makeup stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, I swear to God, he looks just like the dude who dances and the Venga bus is coming song at the beginning of the Six Flags.
That's crazy. The cover of the poster, he looks young though. Is he wear it as a disguise or something?
No, he's young. That was done in the 1970s. He is young.
Well, that's what I mean about the makeup. Is the makeup to make him look old, or is it a disguise that he's doing? Because in these posters, he just looks like a young guy.
Oh, gotcha. No, here's the deal. He is playing the last surviving dude who was at Custer's Last Stand, but it's told in flashbacks. So the movie is bookended by these interview segments where you're interviewing Dustin Hoffman as this guy who was there.
Got it.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's actually really cool.
Okay. I want to watch it. 70. I was only not even a year old yet.
Right.
Yeah. I'll watch that. All right. Well, there you go. That's that. We have enjoyed that. I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
I agree.
Speak for everybody, but I certainly enjoyed it. Yeah. There we go. Somebody put, Cap Kipper put a link in the chat room to the Dustin Hoffman makeup.
Oh, okay. Let me check that out here. We'll bring Tom in and see what's up in the world of technology by playing this.
These are their stories.
Oh, this is the wrong one. Shit. Hold on.
Oh, man, I was kind of digging that.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, so now you gotta talk about politics, politics, and you gotta put in a plug for the contender.
Can you believe what the candidate said yesterday?
Oh, that's insane.
That's horrible, Justin. That wasn't even
good, Justin. For a second there, I thought Justin Robert Young was on the thing.
Yeah. Or you
Penguins.
The guy from
right?
He's the Always Sunny in Philadelphia guy. That's what I thought.
It was more Always Sunny, less Justin.
Yeah, exactly. Well, whoops. First of all, because I put Justin's on T. T is for Tom, and I don't know why that played. But anyway, hey, Tom Merritt, what's going on? It's Wednesday. It means you're here. We're going to talk technology. I love doing that. What's up with you, man? What's going on in the world?
I don't know why you're not getting my video, though. But we got some technology. Technology's happening.
All right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah. It just doesn't involve video. That's all.
Apparently.
That's totally fine.
Skype.
We've had worse.
We're having a ball. Everything's fine here. How are you? I was going to talk about something else, which I will in a second, but then one person in the chat room, who I will not name, you know who you are, was like, I really hope Tom talks about the GoPro VR. And I'm like, I wasn't. In fact, I hadn't even read the article yet, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it just for them because it's actually pretty simple to explain and it's pretty cool. GoPro is going to start selling its 6-camera VR rig on August 17th. It's not cheap. It's $5,000. Although if you already have 6 Hero 4 Black GoPros, you can just buy the package without the cameras for $1,500. But the key to it is the software, the Omni software. It's kind of a pain on the transfer side. You have to pull the micro SD cards out of every one of the GoPro VR cameras and, you know, transfer it over to your computer. But once you've done that, the Omni software just stitches everything together for you. You just open up the program. It renders the preview of each clip you filmed, lets you trim and make basic edits like color correction and stabilization. And then you can export to YouTube or Facebook in 2K, 4K, or 8K.
Wow.
Boom. You got yourself 360 or Pi-R Steridian for those of you who are really picky about it. Video.
It looks like the Death Star and the Borg had a baby, and there it is. The the Omni.
It's a $5,000 Borg cube.
So these are all, but it's just like an enclosure, right? I mean, that's what I'm seeing here. It looks like a fancy enclosure. It looks like it's well made.
It's mostly about the software. Exactly. It's not so much, I mean, it's not an enclosure. I guess you could call it an enclosure. It's a rig.
Mm.
It's a rig that takes all 6 cameras and puts them in a cube so that they can shoot in all the directions. But yeah, the real value of it is the software that can take those 6 videos and just
stitch them together for you. That is usually the difficulty if you're using something that isn't like one of those eyeball cameras.
$4,999.99.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 5,000. You're right. It's only $49.99.99.
Yeah. Hey, it's all changed now. I think I'm totally going to get one.
Yeah, right.
So actually, but let me just, so we laugh about that, but that is an extremely inexpensive solution to what is very expensive to do currently. Like for somebody to get something on their head and go skiing and get 360 VR video out of it is enormously expensive and much less small, compact.
Yeah,
and all
I don't
that.
Think this is meant. I mean, we think of GoPro as like put it on your head while you're skiing. You're not putting this thing on your head while you're skiing. This is as big as your head.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I mean, you have a big head, so it's definitely not as big as your head. But.
Thank you for the reminder. That's true. I do.
It's as big as a very small head. I mean, you know, no, I guess you could theoretically, but then you don't get the down camera. It's meant to be mounted and capture a wide space is what I'm trying to say.
Sure, I understand.
Now you got me wondering, like, I guess it's only still the size of a GoPro, like, twice.
Yeah, it's not very big. It doesn't look like. Also, they're showing video of them flying down a hill in skis. So I'm assuming somebody's wearing that.
Right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I guess you could wear it.
And they make it look editable on an iMac. So,
yeah, no, and again, that's the brilliance, right? You right. could edit this stuff on an iMac as long as you had, you know, enough processing power in your iMac, which they haven't updated in a while.
Yeah.
But theoretically, yeah, you could do it because that software does all the stitching for you. It's not horrible.
I wish this would just give me like a. Can it give me dimensions? It can't. Can it?
Ooh, Yavang found it for $49.99.96.
Oh, ooh, hey, that's not bad.
You get enough to buy a burger. and film yourself eating it.
Right.
So there's a guy wearing one skiing. There's one in a boat. Oh, the effect when you're not in it, like obviously when you're in it, it looks like you're sort of there. But the effect of them stitching this together for still images creates the coolest looking world. Like we're just living in a big circular nightmare world. Oh, that is so rad. Okay, I kind of want one. I don't have right? $6,000, but I want one or $5,000.
Good suggestion to talk about this because it was something that I was like, oh, I'll get to that later. I've heard about this before. I remember them talking about it. This is just the release date.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's too expensive to revolutionize VR per se.
Sure.
But a lot of people who want to do this for a particular reason, who are, you know, who have. Maybe they're a ski shop, you know, and they want to make some cool things. It might be worth it as a marketing expense.
Plus, wasn't the Google, so when the I.O., not this year, but the year before, where they showed the Google camera array?
Yeah.
Their estimates on that was like $40,000 or something?
Yeah, that's pro. Yeah. That's a pro rig.
Sure.
That's I am seriously going to shoot a movie in this.
Yeah, so I'm guessing while this won't be quite that, this looks like a pretty good alternative. If you're trying to do some stuff that isn't too crazy, you know what I mean? Like, it seems pretty cool. I'm bullish on their chances with this. And also, it's good to see GoPro branching out a little bit, you know, being a little more forward.
Well, yeah, and that, it's not like they've hit the skids, but they've definitely started to slow down their sales as people realize more and more that, hey, my camera on my phone does a lot of these things.
Yeah.
They've saturated the market with all the people who do whitewater river rafting and right. needed one of these. So, you know, at a certain point, they have to figure out some new ways to convince people to buy a GoPro. And this is one of those ways.
Yeah, I like it. So there you have it. How soon do you think? I mean, here's some forecast prediction time. What do you suppose the year will be when our phones will do something akin to this, you know, where you'll just pull it out and it will have enough sensors to just sort of film everything around you?
Yeah, that's a good question because I've thought, well, I guess you could take advantage of the front and rear facing camera to maybe do some VR.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect, but you could maybe simulate it with a little wiggle, you know, to catch this. I don't know. Yeah. It's almost powerful enough to do something like that already.
Yeah, I guess we're
almost
there.
I think you need a 360 degree camera though to really do it well.
Yeah, I agree. Ooh, some of this footage. Wow. I'm watching some of this as we're and I can move my mouse around in this. Watch this.
By the way, for those who were wondering what Scott was talking about, that is a GoPro rig built with Google called the Odyssey. That's the one that's $15,000 and uses 16 cameras.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, this is great. They have video demos on here where you can drag your mouse around and basically get the effect of it. Really cool. I think this is impressive. Oh yeah, and it's really not that big. There's a guy holding it. It's about the size of
No, you're right. It's bigger than you'd want to mount on your head, but I get it now. He's holding it in his hand.
Yeah. I assume he's filming this. Oh yeah, this is from his perspective.
I don't know. Wow. Like a box camera.
You know what I'm more excited about? Not filming it myself, but actually getting some of this stuff after people have done some cool stuff and watching it on my Vive. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. And I think that's what it's for. Somebody who doesn't want to shoot a whole movie, but wants to have some cool stuff to put out there to be like, hey, you want to check out our, you know, snowbird ski resort? Maybe it's worth $5,000 or rent this from a company to film a few things and put it up on your website.
Yeah, I'm sort of way into this. All right. There's a giant.
Actually, I think you and I should just charge Snowbird a consulting fee for that.
Hey, Nerdtacular 2017, everybody.
Yeah, but you want in on this?
I'll get in. Yeah, I'm in for good 250.
Taste the mountain. All right. We'll do the tram ride in full 360 degree video.
Oh, I guess we're making Snowbird pay for it. I'm in for the work. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're building.
No, we'll cut you in.
We're building a wall and we're making Snowbird pay for it. So
we're building a VR video.
Brilliant.
I just want a VR video of the taco preparation.
Okay. Tom Merritt, is always a pleasure to have you here. And later today, we have the Daily Tech News Show with me and you and the Wednesday crew. And it's always fun. What's coming up later that we may be discussing? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that we'll be talking about are the September 7th announcements.
Ooh.
I'm going to be gone on September 7th. This will be your day to cover.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a lot to work with on that day. Sony is having an announcement in New York at 12, I believe, 12 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock Eastern time. And that is going to be the announcement of the Neo, the new version of the PlayStation 4. So we'll find out more about that. I can't imagine they won't touch on PSVR at that point, too.
Seems like it.
And then Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, who has that great track record on Apple Rumors, says he hears that Apple intends to do an announcement on September 7th of new iPhones, but not new laptops. So we'll still be wandering through our MacBook desert for those of you looking to buy a new one.
Yeah, their updates have been a long time ago. How long's it been? It's like a couple of
years. 400 days. 447 days, that's, I think, something like that.
That's a lot of days between
refreshes.
It's
a long time. I mean, they've done processor refreshes in that time, but nothing significant.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll still have to wait and see on that. What do you think about these? I know it's, you know, rumors are rumors, but what do you think about the idea that they're getting rid of the physical home button and putting in some sort of touch?
That's all in the execution. I thought I would really mind soft buttons on Android, and I don't.
Right.
I actually find them just fine. Yeah. They never cause a problem for me. I've had them on my Nexus 5X. I've had them on my Nexus 9. I have them on the Pixel C. So if Apple does it right, then it won't be a big deal for me. And in fact, if they do that haptic thing that they're talking about, it'll be interesting to see if they can improve on what Android has done.
I agree. And I think it's more Jobsy in the end. He would have liked this.
Oh, yeah. He hated buttons.
Yeah. Couldn't stand those buttons. Had to have one there, but he didn't like it. All right. Well, we're gonna do all that later. I can't wait for it. 2:30 Mountain Time. Check it. Be there. Be there live if you want, or catch it later. DailyTechNewsShow.com. Anything else, Tom, you'd like to mention?
I would like to mention books if people are looking for something to read as the summer days wane. I've got all kinds of novels and even a few tech history and cord cutting guides over at TomMerrittBooks.com. Citadel 32, of course, is the most latest, but I've been working on a sequel to Lot Beta. And if you want to read a book about a mining colony that has a revolution, you might want to check that one out too, TomMerrittBooks.com.
Nice. Well, is there any... There's no Linus Torvalds erotic fan fiction yet, or are we still?
Wow, I hadn't considered that. I think there's
the second printing now.
Wheels are turning now, Scott.
You can take my idea. It's fine. It's not a problem.
Let me recompile your kernel.
Let me grep your code or something.
Somebody order a pizza and a Dell monitor?
Open source, though, starts to lead in a direction I don't want to
go. You don't want to be so open source. Geez. You'll get some viruses you don't want. No. Tom Merritt, everybody. I used to tech on Twitter. Take it easy. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
See ya.
All right. His camera just spun that whole time. It was weird.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it never worked.
Didn't see it on mine. Spun the little circle. I got
a little circle spinny deal unit.
Yeah.
We're done, everybody. That's the show. Big thanks to Tom, and we hope Nicole finds a rad house near Tom. Near Brian. Sorry, I tripped on a thing. Hey, patreon.com/TMS is just sitting there waiting for you guys to go support it if you haven't already. And those who have, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. I just did new artwork yesterday. Well, I got to post it up there, though, so Dave can get it. But anyway, brand new art for this upcoming next collectible card and print and avatar. That's all coming. You guys know what that is. If you've been to patreon.com/TMS, if you haven't, go check it out. Rad stuff coming your way. We are streamed at alphageekradio.com and diamondclub.tv. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is where you'll send your emails. You can leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462. Do some of those tomorrow. And on Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. All right. Do you have a song to take us out, sir?
I have a song to play and an ominous email that requested it. It's from our buddy Joe Gates, the guy who does all those awesome leather things for Nerdtacular and for his business.
Yeah.
Part of the Gates of Imagination group.
Yeah.
Hello, Scott and Brian. I know this is a bit of short notice. I've been trying to come up with an appropriate song request for this day, and I had a flash of inspiration. If you're able to play my request on the 10th of August, I will be under anesthesia having a slightly serious procedure performed during the entire show. Ooh. The procedure will be from 3 to 4 hours long. I know you've played a few versions of this song, but I'm confident there are many more to choose from. And signed, Joe Gates. So whatever you're doing, Joe, I hope you're doing okay. I hope it's... the procedure's going well and that you have a quick recovery, and I hope it's not as serious as it sounds from your email.
Yeah.
But a cover of Don't Fear the Reaper. I can do that. Yeah, there are tons. Have a bunch of different covers of that, from the slow to the countrified to the
Will Ferrell
guitar. What's that?
You don't have the Will Ferrell SNL version?
I probably do. What? Oh yeah, the one where he's playing the boom. Right.
More cowbell.
Needs more cowbell.
That's right.
Anyway, no, I do have that version, but no, you're not getting that one. Right. You're gonna get the Pickanon series version from the Bluegrass Tribute to Classic Rock Volume 2, which came out in 2008. How about a fantastic bluegrass version of Don't Fear the Reaper?
Don't fear the reaper. she couldn't go on. Then the door was open and the wind appeared. The candles blew then disappeared. The curtains flew then he said, don't be afraid. Come on, baby. She had no fear. Ran to him. They started to fly. Backwards and said she goodbye. Had become like they are. Taking his hand. She had become like they are. Come on.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Proceed to the airlock chamber on your right and follow the robot's orders.